Chapter 4. The Cygnets. During the night, the swan thought she heard a pipping sound from the eggs, and in the hour just before dawn, she was sure she felt a slight movement under her breast as though a tiny body were wiggling there. Perhaps the eggs at last were hatching. Eggs, of course, can't wiggle, so the swan decided she must have something under her that wasn't an egg. She sat perfectly still, listening and waiting. The cob floated nearby, keeping watch. A little swan enclosed in an egg has a hard time getting out. It never would get out if nature had not provided it with two important things, a powerful neck muscle and a small dagger tooth on the tip of its bill. This tooth is sharp, and the baby swan uses it to pick a hole in the tough shell of the egg. Once the hole is made, the rest is easy. The cygnet can breathe now. It just keeps wiggling until it wiggles free. The cob was expecting to become a father any minute now. The idea of fatherhood made him feel poetical and proud. He began to talk to his wife. "Here I glide, swan-like," he said, "while earth is bathed in wonder and beauty. Now slowly the light of day comes into our sky. A mist hangs low over the pond. The mist rises slowly like steam from a kettle. While I glide, swan-like, while eggs hatch, while young swans come into existence, I glide and glide. The light strengthens, the air becomes warmer. Gradually the mist disappears. I glide, swan-like. Birds sing their early song. Frogs that have croaked in the night stop croaking and are silent. Still I glide, ceaselessly, like a swan." "Of course you glide like a swan," said his wife. "How else could you glide? You couldn't glide like a moose, could you?" "Well, no, that is quite true. Thank you, my dear, for correcting me." The cob felt taken aback by his mate's common-sense remark. He enjoyed speaking in fancy phrases and graceful language, and he liked to think of himself as gliding swan-like. He decided he'd better do more gliding and less talking. All morning long the swan heard the pipping of the shells, and every once in a while she felt something wriggle beneath her in the nest. It was an odd sensation. The eggs had been quiet for so many, many days, 35 days in all, and now, at last, they were stirring with life. She knew that the proper thing to do was to sit still